Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage, a program which will be marking its 10th anniversary on the WERU airwaves in January of 2010. As a lead-up to that anniversary, we thought we'd play some programs from the first 10 years to see how technology and its impact on our lives have changed, and, when it comes to some key issues, how they've stayed the same. Today, we look again at what all those Internet abbreviations mean and why they're important. You know, www, HTTP, URL, FTP, and so on. Happily, all of this information is just as true today as it was back in November of 2001, when this edition of the Electronic Cottage was first broadcast. Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. If you use the Internet, you run into an alphabet soup of acronyms all the time. In fact, every time you put in a website address, you see acronyms like HTTP and WWW. And of course, there's more. HTML, CSS, URL, DNS, FTP, and on. Ever wondered what the heck all that stuff means? Us too. So get out your pencil. Here we go with a few. What we call the Internet is basically a set of instructions for how to send information from computer to computer so that that information from the originating computer can be understood by the receiving computer, no matter what kind of computers are talking to one another or what kind of computers move the information from point to point along the way. These days, most of us spend the great majority of our Internet time using the part of the Internet called the World Wide Web, which is made up of over a billion individual web pages. In order for computers to be able to find the particular page that you're looking for, every page on the World Wide Web has a unique address, referred to as a URL. URL stands for Universal Resource Locator. The URL has several parts to it. The set of rules for sending messages using the World Wide Web is called the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, which is abbreviated HTTP. And this is the first part of the address in every URL. Basically, by starting the address with HTTP, your computer is sending notice to internet routers and traffic control systems that what's coming should be handled using the rules contained in that hypertext transfer protocol. The next thing you usually see in an internet address line, or the URL, is a colon after the HTTP, and then a couple of forward slashes. This simply indicates that a specific address is coming next. What comes next often, but not always, begins with www, which of course stands for World Wide Web. The www is followed by a period, which is usually called a dot when you say it aloud in the internet world. Note here that most web browsers today understand that if you type www without first typing HTTP, you really mean that you want to use HTTP in the beginning of the URL, and so the web browser does it for you before it sends out the address request to the internet. The next piece of a URL is the domain name. If you were trying to reach the website of WERU Radio, for example, you would type www. And then follow it with the letters WERU. In this case, WERU is the domain name. Then you would type a period, followed by, in this case, the letters ORG. ORG is called a top-level domain and indicates the type of address that's just preceded it. In other words, what kind of address it is. ORG generally refers to nonprofit organizations, which WERU is certainly one of. Other common top-level domains that you see on the internet are .com, which stands for commercial, .gov, which stands for government, .mil, which stands for military, edu, which stands for education, usually institutions of higher learning, and so on and so on. You'll sometimes see country indicators too, which use two letters rather than three. So if a website is located in Canada, for example, it might have a .ca as its top-level domain. Germany would be a .de for Deutschland. Great Britain would be .uk for United Kingdom, and so forth. Note, however, that generic top-level domains like .com can be used anywhere in the world. It is, after all, the World Wide Web. So this information, www, dot, then a domain name, dot, and then a top-level domain indicator, is enough information to take you to the top level or the home page of the website you're looking for. But if you want to go to a particular page on the site, there'll be more information that follows the top-level domain indicator. Suppose that instead of going to WERU's homepage, you wanted to go directly to the page with information about WERU's programs. If you knew the exact name of that page, you could type in www.weru.org, and then you would follow it with a forward slash and type, in this particular example, the word pages, another forward slash, and the words programs.html. If you hit return, your browser would then take you directly to the page on the WERU website with the program listings, rather than taking you to the WERU homepage. As we mentioned before, each individual page on the World Wide Web has its own unique address, and your browser will take you to the address that you enter, whatever it is. You'll notice in the example we just used that the last part of the address is .html. That, in fact, is the last part of the address of every web page, although you might not always see it. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. This abbreviation tells your browser to present the web page using the formatting that's indicated by the hypertext markup language. HTML is just a set of rules that tells your browser how to make the text and other elements on a web page look on your screen. Without this language, you wouldn't see bold or italics or have justification or see different typefaces or type sizes or any of the other niceties that we associate with text appearing on our computer screens. That's what the set of HTML rules is for. So, let's quickly review. When trying to access a page on the World Wide Web, we begin by typing http://, or we let our browser do it for us. That indicates that hypertext transfer protocol rules are to be used in moving information back and forth as you contact a web address. Then you usually type, although not always, www. To indicate that you're looking for an address on the World Wide Web. Then you add the domain name, for example, WERU, followed by another dot or period, and then a top-level domain indicator. In WERU's case, as a nonprofit organization, the letters would be .org. If you type any further information after the top-level domain so that you can go to a specific page, you have to use a forward slash to mark each of the different levels you're navigating through on the website to reach the page you want. The last part of the address will end in .html if the page was made on a Macintosh computer, or in .htm if it was made on a PC. This indicates that the page should be presented on screen using the rules of the hypertext markup language. Now, do you really need to know all this to get to a website? Of course not. But it does come in handy when you're trying to figure out just where the heck you are on the World Wide Web if you get lost while surfing. And it also helps to better understand how an important piece of our electronic environment works, which is, after all, undoubtedly why you listen to this program in the first place, and why, we hope, You'll continue to do so on a future edition of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.